Well, here we are, episode number 15, and well, it's about dang time. He's finally here. MJ, welcome back to the podcast.
I'm back.
After probably 10 episodes.
I had some unfortunate scheduling with work, didn't allow me to come on, but we're back. I'm good now. I have Fridays off, so we're good to go for here on out.
Number one, MJ was over there grinding at work at O'Reilly Auto Parts and doing his job, but he's back, and hopefully we'll see you next week as well.
Oh, I'll be here for sure.
Well, I hope so. Makes my job a lot easier. Well, you know, I'm going to let you introduce our guest for tonight, or I should say guests for tonight.
Yeah. All right. So these guys are the men, behind the Wicked Strong Monster Truck team. It's Brandon and Jacob Galley with Wicked Strong Racing.
Welcome, guys. Welcome to the podcast.
How are you guys doing today? How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Cool.
So, you know, let's get right into it. So, how did you guys get started in motorsports, and how did it lead to you guys creating the Wicked Strong Monster Truck?
Well, we started, as fans at the beginning. I mean, what was our first show? Anaheim?
2000?
2000. I was three. That was our first show. We just kind of fell in love with it ever since, and that's kind of been both of our lifelong dreams. And
yeah,
we contacted Rick Swanson back in early 2018, and we ended up buying his old Obsession truck, and it's kind of, we just built it with him, and it's where it all started.
Yep.
We all start as fans, don't we? I know I started as a fan, and now I'm finally in the industry, but you know, you talked about getting that truck off of Rick. What was that experience like? You know, you guys came together and decided you guys wanted to get this truck. You know, what was that like, you know, going to Rick and trying to get that truck from him?
It was pretty awesome. We, like I said, our lifelong dream was to get the truck.
Yeah.
So we finally sat down one night, me, Jacob, and my dad. We kind of laid a whole game plan out, and Rick, he's only about an hour from us, so really the closest monster truck guy to us. And we talked to him at shows before, and we actually have a family friend that went to high school with him, so we kind of had a little connection there. And we just hit him up on, I think it was Facebook, right? We had sent him a message.
So. Yeah.
And
he just happened to be selling, that's the truck right there.
Yeah. That's once we got it all stripped down, that was the bear frame. Had to send that out, but we just hit him up, and we wanted to really just get information about, you know, monster trucking, how to get into it, because we had, as fans, it's a completely different side of it, so we didn't know how all of that happened. So we wanted to get more info from him, and it ended up, we were on the phone for a couple hours, I think so. And then towards the end of the phone call, he was like, you know, I have a truck I've been trying to sell, and you guys are interested, come look at it. So it was kind of a little surreal too, because watching Rick,
it all worked out really
forever, you know, going to his house and checking the truck out. It was pretty awesome. Yeah.
So when you bought the chassis from Rick, did he give you guys any advice, give you any training when purchasing the chassis?
Well, that was kind of part of the thing, too, is we were still trying to figure out storage for the truck. So we thought it'd be great if we could just come up to his shop and basically rebuild the truck how we wanted it, repaint it. And then along the way, he could teach us about all the different components of the truck. So it was really great. So we were able to build it and then learn and work on it. It was pretty awesome.
So from buying the chassis, you know, how did you guys come up with the Wicked Strong name? How did that come about?
I think we were just kind of like,
we were just, well, obviously, out and, did we pick the name before we even bought the truck? I think we bought the truck first.
No, we bought the truck first. Yeah. And then we had to brainstorm.
And we just had one night, you know, in the backyard, just brainstorming. I don't even know any of the other names that we came up with.
There wasn't a lot.
We came up with a handful, and I think there was like two. Wicked Strong was obviously one of them. Two that kind of stuck out, and I do not remember what the other one was either.
Just trying to put different names together, what sounded cool, you know, like a monster truck name or something. You got Titan, you got other truck, you know, something that sounded cool that could kind of represent us. So
Wicked Strong was just like, we came up with that one, and it just, we really liked it. We slept on it, and then like that was kind of it. Wicked Strong was the one.
So we have a question from our good buddy Levi Shones, and he says, what was the biggest thing you guys had to learn while building the Wicked Strong truck or putting it together?
Probably the whole corners are just something so different from the Champagne all the way out. Yeah. It's like, I mean, it's like this wide. And I mean, coming from, I'm a mechanic, so coming from just a normal car, you got about this much from the hub to the end of the wheel.
Right.
Learning to just build all that, and I mean, the parts are crazy heavy.
Right.
So coming from not working on a truck at all and going to that, it was kind of a
learning the process, the whole assembly together.
And we also got another comment here from Chase. I always butcher his last name, but he says, I'm a huge fan. These guys know how to do things to shocks that I have never seen in my life.
just talking about Chase.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
That was Indio. That was, what do they say, a product of a bad decision?
Yeah. And it was just kind of a freak.
It was a freak thing, but I probably could have made it last a little bit longer if I didn't try to do a stoppie off of something I shouldn't have tried to. Especially because I've only really gotten the stoppie once anyway. But just the chocks overextended, pulled out, and I mean, luckily we had a
strap.
Limiting strap. Yeah, stretched and it pulled the shafts out of the shocks. Luckily we had Chase and Tony Canedo was there, and because we never did shocks before that, like when we did them with Rick, he kind of showed us how to build them, but some of them were already pre-built, I think, too. So we never had them apart.
Yeah.
So when they pulled apart, I was like, holy crap. It's like, it sucks, but you know, that we have help. That's the nice thing about Monstrex too. We're all just a big family, so everyone comes in.
Yeah.
Tony was a big help putting the shocks back together. I don't think we probably would have figured it out. I don't know how long it would have taken
somehow.
But yeah, that was a fun show.
Yeah.
Tony's definitely a good guy to learn from, but, you know, what are the learning experience you guys had to go through when driving the truck? Maybe a rookie mistake or anything? Any stories on that?
Oh, God.
Well, the first time I drove, there's a lot. We got a lot of stories for this.
Well, yours is nowhere near as bad as my
first. I set you up for this one.
I know.
Exactly. it's hard to judge how to hit the ramp at first, too. You know, you go and you hit it, and then once the front tires come up, you think that you're actually in the air, but that was just the front tires. So you got to wait till the back tires go over the ramp. So it's a really weird feeling. So I had to kind of learn to just drive through the whole, you know, ramp to get the truck in the air, so you're not nose diving it or nose picking it. What else happened? That happened.
Yeah, and look, Levi says it. I was just about to say it. Make sure the belts are tight.
Yeah, tell that story.
Well, because we obviously with two drivers, some of the driver settings are going to be set up a little different. So when we built the truck, I have my own seat and Jacob has his own seat. We actually only run his seat now, and I kind of add some extra padding in there. But we put his seat in, you know, measured everything, put the belts to fit him because he drove the truck first. And the seat belts were adjusted for him. And so as tight as they go for him were loose on me. And the first time driving the truck, I thought they were tight. They felt pretty tight, but you have to be super tight inside of there.
You should have looked at it before.
That's the worst mistake we made. And it was the first show. But so I went out, and I thought my belts were tight enough. And I went out and made, it was the wheelies. And I made one hit, and it was decent. I went around for my second hit, and I did what he was saying. The front tires came up, and I let off. So, because I'm not used to, you know, having to drive through the ramp, and the truck kind of nose dived a little bit. It wasn't too bad, but my whole head came crashing into the steering wheel, and I ended up breaking my nose right off the bat the first show. Yeah. It was terrible. So he ended up, for freestyle too, he had to take over.
Because I
wouldn't have been able to drive, do a freestyle with the belts like that. So he drove then, and then after that we adjusted the belts for me, and so now we definitely won't be making that mistake.
Yeah. Make sure you have the belts tight, right? So you know, you guys do a lot of shows around, you know, here on the West Coast. Do you guys have any favorite memories while on the road, you know, traveling to a show?
I don't know if it would be a favorite memory for you.
It was our first it was right after OC Paris.
Santa Rosa.
And we're going up to Santa Rosa. So first time driving the rig and everything. It was like in the middle of the night too. I don't know.
Well, I wasn't with you guys. I had to fly up there because of work.
So we're driving through the grapevine. So I look back at the trailer and I just kind of see a lot of smoke by the tire. And so I'm like, oh crap. So pull over. Basically one of the tires actually was like falling off of the trailer. So I was like, this is a great way to start our first first trip. It was pretty crazy. Yeah. So but luckily got it pulled over, got it taken care of. Frank
I don't know how to say his last name. The big dummy driver
Frank. Big Dumb. Yeah. He lives right around there. So he was able to kinda come and help us get the wheel fixed and changed. And then that was it. We're on our way. So that was kind of a rough first start, but
yeah.
Made it work.
So this is a question for the both of you. What driver do you like to watch, and what driver do you look up to the most driving style-wise when you're on the track?
I love watching. I think we probably are to both. Ryan Anderson's pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't help but love watching him just do anything. I mean, he's great. But, like, looking up to-wise, I always loved watching to Damon Bradshaw, the way he would freestyle and everything. I would love to be able to drive like that someday soon and just be able to put on a great show.
And of course, Dennis Anderson was always somebody.
Any of the Andersons, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, always good looking up to those guys. You know, what are you guys' goals for the future of, you know, Wicked Strong Racing?
We would love to get into Monster Jam at some point. Never experienced that, so we would love to do that. And of course, you know, growing up as fans, we always went to Monster Jam shows. So it would be awesome, especially like one of my, and I know yours too, a big dream is to do Angel Stadium.
Yeah.
That was our first show. It's 20 minutes down the road from us, so that would be awesome to ever do that.
Yeah, for sure.
But really just to kind of grow the truck and, you know, be as popular as a lot of these guys and get a name out there, good fan following, and always just put on an entertaining show for the fans.
Yeah.
It's really all you can ask for.
So when you guys are on the track, what is your go-to move? Will that be a slap wheelie, you know, a stoppy? What is it for the both of you?
For me, I just always, like, try to keep as much momentum as I can and hit as many things as you possibly can. That's always what I like to do. I like to do more of the big air jumps, too, try to, you know, experiment with that. That's my favorite thing. He probably does. He loves the stoppies.
I can actually feel comfortable saying I got a stoppie in India. So I did a little one in Del Mar. Yeah, it was the best one.
The best one you've done. Yeah, for sure.
Del Mar kind of got one, but I don't really count it. So India was really probably the best one. I've always wanted to, because I mean that's where everyone's doing now. You gotta, you know, where the sport's going, all these special tricks now. So I would love to perfect that. But I love like the momentum is probably it's a lot of fun just going fast in there too and going all over the place in the air. Really, pretty much just driving it. Period. It's really, best go-to thing I like to do.
For sure.
Yeah, you guys talk about, you know, Indio, Del Mar. Do you guys have a favorite venue that you guys have ever performed at?
Venue. Del Mar, I think for me, at least, was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was pretty
fun. That was, I told a lot of people after we did that show, that was like the first show. When did we do that? We had, it was a full year of driving. It was like Del Mar, it was almost like a whole year. We were driving, and that was kind of the first show where I didn't really break anything at all either, and I just felt super comfortable in the truck. Like I didn't like have to really think anything. I never second guessed myself. I just and the track's great. I liked the dirt. I got my first slap wheelie there. It was
I'm super bummed it got
canceled here.
I know
on 4th of July too. Yeah. It's just a fun for me. I like Del Mar a lot.
Yeah, probably Del Mar was good. I like the bigger tracks. Well, Del Mar's pretty big. Like, we did Chico. That's a lot of fun. Yeah. Just a huge, big track.
Lancaster.
Sublimity, Oregon is a lot of fun. Yeah. Just kind of have a bigger freestyle area.
So, Brandon, I heard you say that you didn't break in Del Mar, but you both were having some issues in the beginning of the season with, I think it was the right front or left front, just breaking off. So, you know, what were your struggles beginning, you know, as drivers, and how did you guys figure out that tire issue?
Oh, God, yeah. That was – that's kind of, I guess, what
infamous
everyone knows us for. And we talk to anyone about Wicked Strong, and they're like, oh, yeah, you have the tire break off, the same tire three times. Like, that's us.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the first time it broke off, it's the spindle bolts, you know, pulled out and broke it, and it ended up – kind of oblonging the knuckle.
After the third time,
but it was just, or was that for, well,
I don't know.
But it was just the same thing. We ended up, we always ran grade 8 bolts at the beginning on the spindle, which we learned L9, grade 9 bolts are a lot better. And we ended up getting a new knuckle too, which helped a lot because it just wasn't holding up after a couple times, but
just replacing that whole component, basically. Mm-hmm. Spindle was kind of bent a little bit too.
And the spindle was bent too.
So things weren't just lining up. So then finally we replaced the whole thing, and it's been good ever since. So.
Yeah.
You guys sure do go big. I know I've seen that video of, I think it was OC Fair in 2018. Brandon first jump, sends it, lands, and that's the end of the run right there.
Yeah, well, I had to do it because that was the day after I broke my nose. So I was like, well, okay, yesterday I broke my nose, and then we were having issues with the engine. We only had like 40 pounds of oil pressure, so we couldn't really do a full run either, because once we ran the truck for more than like a minute, it would drop down to like 20 psi for the oil pressure, and we're not going to completely ruin the engine. So I was like, well, I'm lined up for the biggest jump out there. I'm just going to go for it because, I mean, why not? Yeah. And, I remember being in there and just like, what just happened? Like, the wheel is off of the truck. Like, what?
Yeah.
that was a good way to start, I guess, the Monster Truck.
It's a good memory, I guess, right? Starting
crazy out. 7 shows in 5 days, too, and just,
yeah.
Kind of chaos, but also a lot of fun. So
So what's the best advice you've been given as a driver so far?
There's a lot of different ones. But like, if we're talking about like keeping the truck together and like driving wise, I would say just kind of drive smart and like,
right,
which doesn't necessarily mean don't take the chances either, but just know, like, go out there and look at the track too, so that way you don't just hit a ramp and you have no idea what it even looks like. And
exactly.
Make sure to pre-race the truck. Keep that
all. Yeah, advice like that too, just maintenance, you know, after every show, yeah, track walks, stuff like that is probably the best advice we've gotten. You know, Eric's always been good too with telling us how to hit the ramps, you know, how to hit the ramps, how to keep momentum up and stuff like that. So
yeah, you know, Brandon, you've been in the Wicked Strong, but you know, I'm not sure many people know, you actually drove for Tony Canedo. You actually drove the Enforcer. What was that like?
That was pretty awesome. We did the show in India with him, and we had the next show in Imperial, California, the following weekend. And it was me, us, and Tony we traveled over there together, and he needed another driver. And I mean, I kind of mentioned it to him beforehand, just, you know, to help him out, because he was mentioning that he might not have a driver. I was like, well, only one of us is going to be able to drive our truck.
Right.
So if you need it, you know, one of us can drive it, and that would be fine. And it ended up he needed the driver. Jacob, was his turn to drive our truck anyway, so I was going to be put to the side for the weekend. And so I drove his truck. That truck was a lot of fun. I would love to drive that thing again. Runs pretty good. It's kind of a learning curve from our truck too, because it's a racehorse chassis, so it's actually a little bit longer. So it nosedives more. Definitely made sure my belts were tight in that truck. But so the first couple of hits I did, I hit it like, you know, stayed in the throttle about the same time I would in our truck, but the truck still nosedove, so I had to kind of adjust the way I used to drive. But it was a super fun truck to drive. I remember.
You know, it's always fun, you know, getting to see different drivers get into different trucks. So, you know, you're talking about tightening the belts down. Do you have any pre-show rituals that either you guys go through, you know, other than tightening your belts down really tight?
Do you? I do, but I'm kind of superstitious, so I don't know how.
Not really, just detail. Make sure everything's tight, you know.
I'll do the belts as tight as I possibly can. That's the main thing that's important. And then I wait and then do it again right before I go out. And usually even like I'll start the truck up and they tell me to go out and I do a final check. And you know, and I'm always a few minutes before. Well, I like to get in the truck kind of early sometimes too. Like I don't like to have to rush and get in there and just go. I like to kind of get in there, get settled, tighten the belts. A few minutes before I go out, kind of just, you know, psych myself up and, you know, get ready to go out there.
Yeah, so, same thing.
Yeah.
You know, you guys, I haven't had the chance to, you know, seen you guys perform, but I've seen videos of you guys, you know, driving. You guys do like to send them out. I know I've seen the videos of OC. You guys, you know, as we're talking about Brandon going out, first hit, sending it. I guess now the day after he broke his nose. I bet that wasn't a good experience.
That's why that happened.
Yeah.
So, you know, why don't you, what is it like doing that OC fair? Like you said, what is it? 7 shows in 5 days. You know, what is that experience like?
You're just trying to keep the truck together really the whole time. So it usually starts on Wednesday. So we just did it where I would drive Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then he would drive Saturday, Sunday.
And Saturday and Sunday there's 2 shows, a day and a night show.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just really trying to put on a good show but not go too crazy so you don't break anything. So
the pits are super small.
Yeah, everything's super tight. Small. Everybody's packed in there.
It's kind of chaos, but it's super fun because, especially this last year, we it was us, the twins, Rick and Eric, and Tweety.
Yeah,
and Bigfoot, and you know we've ran with all of them before. Obviously, Rick we're super close with. The twins, we crewed with them in Hawaii, so we knew them very well. We did a couple shows with Tweety before. Super fun. We had a barbecue one night. So all hung out. And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it's another one, 20 minutes down the street from us. So it's super nice being close to home. We got friends, family that always come out. So
yeah,
super fun show.
So while we're on the topic of very long shows and very long weekends, what's it like competing in Del Mar and, you know, the very unique environment? What's it like competing in Del Mar?
Del Mar's fun. That one's only an hour or two, so it's nice, kind of close to home.
Same thing, you're just trying to keep the truck together for every show.
And still put on a good show.
Yeah, still put on a good show. We were having a lot of issues. I mean, we had a lot of rear steer issues. We had steering ram in the rear go out, and then we lost something on the steering.
Lost the solenoid on the steering.
Yeah, the solenoid. So it's just there was always something, but then finally, I think the last few days, we did okay. And then
I did okay.
He did okay. Of course, I flipped it, so that kind of added to everything. So
yeah,
that was a crazy show, but it was fun. I mean, it's always fun.
I don't remember if you guys mentioned this, but you guys raced each other. It was Enforcer versus Wicked Strong, wasn't it? And I'm pretty sure that's Brandon didn't want to mention it because I think he lost.
That's right.
I did. Oh, you couldn't wait, huh? I have an excuse, but no one wants to hear it ever. The rear steer switch in Enforcer is the opposite of our truck.
Right.
So when I hit the switch one way in our truck, the tires would turn one way, but in Enforcer, it's the opposite. And in my head, I told myself probably 100 times before, don't hit it the wrong way. And of course, I'm like, okay, I have to beat Jake the wrong way. It's like we never have raced before. Yeah. Who knows when we're going to be able to race each other again? It's like, I have to win. And I go first turn, rear tires go the opposite way. And I'm like, oh, there goes that. So yeah. I'm sure almost came back.
It was fun. That was really cool.
That was a lot of fun.
For us to both be in the truck, that was pretty awesome. Yeah.
Crab walked it into the first turn. That's the way to do it right there. You know, you guys talk about you know, doing super long shows and just doing shows in general. Is there any you know, fan interactions that stick out to you guys the most?
Well, I'm trying to think. We did OC Fair
Del Mar.
They do, what was that?
Talking about fan interactions, Del Mar was pretty cool. Pretty sure you gave a
That's right. Yes, we gave after Jacob tore the body up. We had a young kid. He was probably what, 5 or 6 or something. Super into monster trucks. Reminded me of us pretty much.
Yeah.
And we had some of the body there, and you know, he was just looking at the truck. We offered him a piece, signed it, and he was super happy. Really, any fan interaction is awesome because especially the kids. I mean, they're just so like in awe. Trucks and I remember, you know, just looking up to the drivers and everything, so kind of being on the other side of that now and seeing them come up to us and be all excited is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty wild to think about it.
So this question keeps coming up in the comments, and people want to know, will there ever be a second truck? You know, you guys are two brothers, so is there ever a possibility of a second truck to see you guys both compete at once in your own trucks?
Oh yeah. Definitely. Hopefully, at some point. We would love to get a second truck. We're still trying to build it up stronger, get a lot of spare parts, get this one all settled.
Yeah.
But yeah, two trucks would be the best. I have no idea. A lot of people ask us that, and they ask us, well, what would it be called? You got Wicked Strong and what?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Well, there's a couple other Wicked trucks with the word Wicked in them, so we can't use any of those.
Yeah.
So we'd have to figure something else out. But, definitely I see us having a second truck at some point.
Down the road for sure.
So we talked about, you know, the making of the Wicked Strong name. Let's talk about the design. You know, you guys have a flary design. And whenever you're at a show, that's probably the first truck you notice, the blue, orange, and yellow. I mean, it's hard not to notice. What was the process behind designing Wicked Strong?
I think we kind of figured out the colors we wanted first. So
we always wanted the blue. That was kind of like.
Always wanted the blue. And then chassis, we just kind of looked like the chassis was silver, of course. And then.
I think originally we talked about potentially doing a black chassis, but then.
Yeah.
There's a lot of trucks that have black chassis. And then Rick brought up a good point when we did that too. It's like for pictures and stuff, the black.
It doesn't pop as
good. It doesn't pop as good. So we ended up going with the silver. I forget who came up with the entire logo design. It was another brainstorming night. I think we kind of just came up with what we wanted, like kind of like something to represent, like something strong.
Yeah. Wanted flames on it.
We wanted like flames, something like some type of like something like eyes. Originally, we had like hands coming around the logo, right. like some type of like monster thing. And then we wanted the pitchforks. We kind of just sent it off to this guy. Said, "Hey, who does like designs logos? We want this, this, this. Come up with some ideas." And he sent us back 3 or 4 right off the bat. Kind of just built off that. We ended up with our logo we have on the truck now. After about maybe 3 or 4 times back and forth.
Once we saw that design on the side, I think we fell in love with it. So,
yeah,
we're super happy with how it came out.
Well, guys, with that being said, it's time for the next segment of the show. You know, this guy knows anything and everything about everyone we bring on, every one of our guests. So with that being said, it's time to bring in Phil with philosophy.
Philly cheesesteak. Hi, everybody.
What's up, Phil?
So another lovely Friday night on this year's podcast. So I'm going to get right into it. I have one question that nobody has seemed to ask. Question for both Brandon and Jacob. Who's the better driver?
Me.
That's what everybody asks. I think we both have different things.
We have different driving styles too, so that's what's kind of awesome. It's like it's just different. And a lot of people, a lot of people ask us that question too. Yeah. And then we always say each other, of course. And then they're like, well, who breaks more? And to be honest, everyone always says me, but I think we're pretty even at this point. I broke more at the beginning, but last year you broke way more than I did. So,
I mean,
I'm still the better driver, but we have different driving styles. So,
you're probably more technical, maybe. Right, and then I like I said, do big air jumps and stuff like that. So we bring something different.
Yeah.
So it works out.
Very appropriate answer. I appreciate it, guys. you know, we know you guys are longtime fans of monster trucks and you've followed your dreams to be in the monster truck business. Who are some of the people that you looked up to before you were even involved in monster trucks?
Dennis Anderson, of course, was a huge guy to look up to.
Sure.
And Tom. I was a big Goldberg fan, I remember.
Right.
That was all Tom Mintz. You were all Dennis Anderson.
We were on the different sides.
But then I switched over appropriately to Grave Digger and Dennis. But so he was probably really a big one. And honestly, growing up too, going to Angel Stadium shows and all that, watching Rick Swanson, we always looked up to him and knowing he was close to us too, it was kind of like, you know, cool knowing that there's actually a monster truck driver who lives around this area. Because most of them are always, or I remember a lot of them back in the early 2000s were mostly on the East Coast, like the
we just didn't know exactly
so
how close they were. But
really, both of them. I mean, there's a lot. Really, a lot of the drivers are just super. Good drivers to look up to, but I don't know. Dennis is definitely probably the biggest one that sticks out.
I'd say so. The Andersons have always been, they're good drivers, they're good people, you know, we've always looked up to them.
Well, Levi commented once again. He says, Jacob is conservative and Brandon is reckless.
There you go.
That's Levi. I think he's told us that so many times, which I don't know. At this point, after Del Mar, I wouldn't say much, but
we switched roles.
I was reckless the first year. You were reckless the second year.
Yeah.
So third year, we both have to be reckless.
Not too reckless.
Anyways, so once you guys got the chassis from Rick, you guys started piecing all the parts together. What's the biggest thing you guys learned from building the truck?
Just pretty, I mean, everything. Like, we're both mechanically inclined. We know, we worked on cars and stuff, so we weren't completely shocked with everything. But, I mean,
never worked on a monster truck.
Never worked on a monster truck. So, really, it's just like learning how to put all of the parts on there.
Yeah.
Is, you know, and even like the body, too, is something completely different we never had to do anything with before, too.
Right.
So, pretty much, like, it wasn't necessarily much of like a whole shock. It was just like we never knew how to do any of it, so the whole learning process of it was just
Out that whole thing, how to load the trailer, right?
Oh yeah,
put the tires in there, how to organize everything,
how to drive the truck in there without hitting the walls.
Yeah, everything's new.
So
although the truck wasn't quite ready yet, the first time the public got to see the Wicked Strong truck in person was at the Monster Jam World Finals, the last World Finals in Las Vegas. You guys being fans, it had to be a cool moment seeing your name on display at the biggest pit party of the year.
Oh, yeah. That was super. I remember when Rick called us and, like, asked us, like, hey, would you guys be interested in having Wicked Strong, you know, your body on my truck on display at the World Finals? And knowing it was the last year that the World Finals was going to be there, too.
That's true.
It was pretty, like, amazing. And it was... a couple weeks to get the print
body
out, the body. Well, luckily, Rick had an extra body to get the graphics, put on the body, put the body onto Rick's truck, and get it all ready. Because at that point, well, we bought the truck early February. So end of March is World Finals. The truck wasn't anywhere near ready.
No.
So that was really awesome. We had about a decent group of us that always go to the World Finals, family and friends. Having all of them there was awesome.
Yeah, it was so cool.
And watching it through the parade, through Sam Boyd Stadium.
Yeah, that
was pretty awesome.
Pretty amazing. Yeah, kind of surreal. Really.
I know my buddy Brian Anger was there, too, to cherish that special moment, seeing your guys' world premiere. The first time you guys actually got to compete with the truck was in Costa Mesa in 2018. We've kind of hinted around that weekend just a bit, but Jacob, you were the first one to drive the truck. That really had to be a full circle moment for you guys, finally seeing your truck on the competition level.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's crazy because, you just don't know for it. Are we still on? Oh, did we cut out?
What? You guys cut out just a bit. I don't know. You back?
Yeah, we're back.
There's no screen on there, though.
Hold on. Hello? Are you there?
Hello.
Yeah.
They can hear us. They just can't see.
Here, try rejoining real quick. Here we go.
The technical difficulties of being live, am I right?
It happens, man. But, we're on the top of Costa Mesa, and this is their first show, and tell you what, it was sure dandy. We'll get a little bit later. We'll get into how everything unfolded, and maybe one spectacular moment that happened during that show. I mean, we kind of hinted at it earlier, but it's going to be interesting to see on the podcast here shortly. We'll bring that up on the screen. But Phil, what else you got?
These guys, they're still kind of fresh blood. They've been driving for 2 years now, but this is going to be one of those kind of podcasts that we're looking at them from the ground level, and they can really only go up from here, whether it's for better or for worse. Their star continues to rise, and we're now joined back by Brandon. that's nature of show business, baby. You guys are in it as well as performers, and we were just kind of talking about how your guys' star continue to rise, even though you've only been driving for 2 years. You're still kind of fresh meat out there compared to some of the other competitors that you're out there with each and every week. So kind of where I'm going here is that you're up against a lot of more veteran and experienced talent that's maybe been in some of these arenas more frequent than you guys have been in your career. Do you ever get intimidated knowing that you're up against maybe stronger competitors?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, going up against like Bigfoot or something, it's like it's crazy. You look over and Bigfoot, you're racing against Bigfoot or something. It's pretty wild. You see how just consistent they are. They know exactly what they're doing, and we're just trying to figure it out. So yeah, it's a little intimidating, but it's also pretty, awesome to like learn from these guys as well. Yeah. It's awesome.
We have a comment from Fernando Martinez, and he says, first impressions after experiencing being inside of a monster truck.
The single most amazing experience ever. It's really hard to describe exactly how it feels because it's kind of like unlike anything else.
Yeah.
So like if I had to describe it to someone, I would say it's like being inside of a monster truck. So it feels super crazy. I mean, especially, well, I mean, maybe some other people feel different, like if they did like motocross before, right, jumping stuff or yeah, any type of other off-road racing, because we never jumped anything before. We never been in anything like that. So it was very different going from driving just like a normal car into jumping a 12,000 pound monster truck. So yeah, huge difference, but it was super amazing. It felt great. Yeah. So
we have another question here from Lee Plato. He asks, as a new team, how is it at shows? Do all other teams hop in and offer help when you break?
Oh, yeah. For the most part, I mean, I don't think we've been at a show, even now, like after we've been driving for a couple years, and we break something even simple that like everyone knows that's like easy to fix, like even just an axle or planetary or something like that, they'll come and check. And I mean, we do the same. That's kind of all monster truck drivers. Like I said earlier, we're just like a big family. So everyone hops in and helps out, especially if something big breaks.
Yeah,
for sure. We all want everyone to run. So no matter what, you know, we always hop in and help, and everyone helps us. It's great. So even being new too, like at the beginning, of course, more people come up more often, you know, like, hey, making sure this is good, making right, this, how are you guys doing and all that. So definitely starting out. And we do the same. I think we did, we did Hawaii, I remember I was talking to Ashton, is that his name? Ashton Torgerson, he was driving the mini monster truck.
Oh, yeah.
Talking to him because he hasn't driven that many times, or his other brother too. So I remember, like, you know, giving advice and stuff. So,
yeah.
When someone's new, everyone, yeah, we all help out.
Yeah, everybody helps.
We've been helped a lot too, so yeah.
So we have another question from William Koontz. It's actually something I've been curious about. Since you guys are such fans, what's your dream place to perform in with Wicked Strong?
It's got to be Angel Stadium. It'd
probably be Angel Stadium. Coming down the tunnel, I've always been like, I just want to be able to come down the tunnel doing intros. Yeah.
Just that would be
amazing.
Yeah, that was the first show we've ever seen. So that it just
first show we ever seen, and we always go close to home every year, 20 minutes down the road. And it would be cool to do a stadium show and have a bunch of friends and family come out because it's so close. Cause really that's the only stadium around us. That's open right now. All the other ones are still being built. So it would be awesome to do Angel Stadium or Sam Boyd Stadium as well. But
I think that's over with.
Sadly. Yeah. So probably not that one, but
yeah, Angel Stadium for sure.
Well, there's someone missing, and I think Levi noticed it as well. Where is Steve?
Oh, gosh. He's probably going to come running out here any second now that you said that.
He's in the house. He could say hi if he wants to.
Yeah, I know. He really is going to come running out here probably.
And we're talking about your dad, Steve, not our illustrious guest, Steve Curcio.
Oh, man.
We'll see if he'll make an appearance.
If he does come out here, we'll pop him on here. But
we have another question here from Jacob Durbin. He says, do friends and family sit in or drive the truck?
That's actually a good friend of mine. I've known him since kindergarten. Him and his girlfriend came over, and I took him to our shop where the trucks were, and I had him start it up and show him around. So really, he's actually they're the only two people that have been in there starting the truck up other than us. So really, not that often, but
just pop your head in. Come here.
Oh, here's Steve.
He's made an
appearance for Levi.
Yes.
Hey, Levi, how's it going? Hi, everybody out there. These guys are doing great. These are my two oldest sons, and it has just been an absolutely
he dream loves come as true much as
for
us.
Me to see these guys have their dream come true. So I guess the lesson learned for everybody out there is whatever dream you have, stick with it, work hard, and as they say, your dreams can really come true. So I'm not going to take up any more time, but it's all these guys.
They're the ones doing all the work.
Cool.
Great wisdom by the one and only Steve Galley. I know he's just as big as part of the team as you guys are, even though he's not the driver. So on the topic of your dad, Steve, you know, what kind of advice has he given you? More of the same like he just said, or a little bit more different because, you know, you are his sons?
Pretty much. He's always kind of been like that too, growing up. Ever since we wanted to be monster drivers, since we were kids, he's always said, you know, follow your dreams. He's going to support us no matter what.
Yeah.
So he's really been super supportive the whole time and always giving good advice. And he helps out a lot with a lot of stuff and making phone calls too sometimes. It's super great to have someone that's supportive.
Yep. Well, let's move on to our next segment, and that segment is Explain That Photo. All right, I'm going to pass it over to Phil. Is he over here? Over here? He's it? Wait, okay, here we go. Phil, bring up your photo.
All right, pull up my picture.
Explain this photo.
That was OC Fair.
That was the aftermath.
That was after my one-hit wonder. Right after my broken nose. That was...
How'd that landing, Phil?
Very fun experience.
The landing didn't hurt.
The landing didn't hurt at all. Well, okay. It probably did the next day. I can't remember how much. In the moment, no, it didn't hurt at all. I remember just sitting in there after. Took me a few seconds because I was like, wait, what happened? And they came running over, make sure I was okay. I got out, and that was actually a perfect segue because I promised Tim Chapman, Mr. Chappy, a shout out. So here's your shout out. But he came out and came out on the track and interviewed me, my first interview on the track. So that was a very good experience, and it was a lot of work because that was on Saturday? No, Sunday. It was a Sunday show, I think.
Yeah, the day show, right?
And at the 1 p.m. show, and we had the next show at 7. And we've never had to fix something like that before. So I remember it was kind of, we were stressing a little bit, thinking like, well, I don't know if we're going to make it for the next show, but we did, so.
Yeah, got it done, so that was good.
I know we've had a few of the Monster X guys in the comments too, so shout outs to all of them. Gotta ask, what did you break on that landing? That's definitely a brutal hit.
Yeah, that was the spindle broke off, broke the outer axle as well. All the bolts just sheared off. So that was the hardest part, was getting, because some of the bolts broke off, like clean off in the knuckle.
Yeah.
So we had to drill them out, and it was kind of a mess, but. Luckily, it wasn't like the knuckle broke, because that would have been a little longer and harder task to finish in the amount of time.
Yeah.
But so, because a spindle breaking off is not that bad to fix, so it was easy to make it out for the next show.
You know, for the next photo, this one's specifically for Jacob, and I'll tell you, it was just a matter of time before we brought this up. You already know it's coming. I can see you smiling.
Yeah.
Explain this.
Aha!
Oh, that's what that looks like.
I would.
You tried a mini flip for the viewers watching on Spotify, and
not necessarily just trying to flip, do a backflip.
Just say you were. It makes it sound cooler.
No, it's a combination of honestly being a new driver, and then ramp was way too steep, so I don't know why I hit it that hard. I was trying to really go for a cool sky wheelie, and it just was. Hit it way too hard. I mean, the second I hit that ramp, you know, the impact on that too, it just pops you straight up in the air. And it was like slow motion falling. I was like, oh man, I'm going to fall right on the roof. And that's a rough first flip.
Yeah, if only you had lockers, you would have been able to save that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So we're in the process of doing that, putting a locker in the rear. So.
Yeah.
That's definitely going to be interesting to see. But what did you guys break on that landing? I know you recently made a trip over to the Obsession Racing shop to do some repairs. So what did you guys break on that tough landing?
It was just basically like the X above the engine on the chassis. It just completely kind of bent inward.
So they had to cut that whole section out.
They had to cut it out and then put a re-welded. But nothing else broke on that.
Luckily, it was just that and the body, which...
Yeah, the body, of course, was pretty destroyed. But it's just mainly the chassis was bent a little bit, and everything else was still working. You drove it the next 2 days.
I drove it the rest of the week. I don't remember. I think it was a Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
When you did that, and I drove it the next 2 days.
Yeah.
With no body on it.
Yeah.
So truck was good to go. Yeah.
It made it through.
All right, we have another comment here from the one and only Juan Munoz. What's up, Juan? How's it going? He says, it's awesome to see how far you guys have come. Watching Steve at all the shows busting a sweat and the enthusiasm you all share to learn and progress to give the fans a show is amazing. I had a blast in Del Mar alongside you guys and hope to compete against you guys again. Keep it up, guys. Wow, that was a mouthful.
So before you answer that question, he talks about Del Mar. Did Juan give you any advice at Del Mar?
Oh, yeah, I was talking to him a lot about the whole slap wheelies, him and Jacob Ladwig.
Juan's got that down to
they both do. Yeah, they're like, heck, anything, they can just get a slap wheelie. And going into Del Mar, Rick and Eric both told me, too, that our truck loves to wheelie in that arena. So I was like, all right, well, so I got them telling me that. I've been wanting to do it forever, so it needs to happen. And I tried it every time I was out there. Finally got it the last couple days, but so he was giving me a lot of tips and advice on how to hit the ramp and everything. So, and Juan's super cool guy.
Oh yeah,
super cool guy. Seeing him drive Unnamed and Untamed too is pretty awesome. So him coming as a fan as well, I know that's awesome for him to be driving such an iconic truck like that.
Yeah,
seeing him improve every time is awesome as well.
So I know we kind of talked about it briefly earlier. You went down to Hawaii and crewed with the Groth brothers, part of the big Monster X event at Aloha Stadium last year. I know you guys got hooked up with them, and you were part of a very winning, successful weekend. That had been a cool experience going down to Hawaii and just kind of laying back a little bit, knowing you're not driving, but also that you're still there to make sure that two trucks are up and running.
Yeah, that was a very fun trip. A lot more work. Well, I think we expected all the work, but a lot more work than some other friends and family thought we were going to be doing when they hear we're going to Hawaii.
Yeah.
So a lot of fun. Like I said, it was a pretty winning weekend. I think they almost won everything.
I think they won like every. Yeah.
So it was pretty awesome being a part of that.
I had to swap the motor.
I had to swap the motor.
That was on
Groth Brothers.
Sunday?
It was a 2-day show, yeah, Saturday, Sunday. Or was it Friday, Saturday? The second day, Travis on the X-Max truck, he was having problems with it towards the end of the show on the first day. And we were going to try to run it. I remember he was going out, pit party, and it just was smoking, had no power, the engine was just done. So he pulled back up into the pits after. So during the pit party, his truck wasn't out there, and we swapped the engine before the show. And we had him out there, and that's the night Travis won.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool, too, knowing that we swapped an engine before the pit party. He went out, did the show, and was able to get the freestyle win. So that was
like 4 hours, right? 4.5?
I think maybe. It was even a little less. Like, yeah, it was pretty quick. So
we had a lot of people helping, too.
Yeah.
Other drivers, so.
Yeah. Well, we have one more photo to share. MJ, you want to bring that up on the screen?
Yeah, let's bring it up, Vinny. What's going on with that one?
Oh. That would have been awesome to crush those. That was on a display we did for the Sublimity Harvest Festival in Oregon. We did that show.
Yeah.
That's a super fun show. Harvest Festival, everyone's super nice out there. They, a couple days before the Harvest Festival starts, we do displays.
Yeah.
That was one of the sponsors for the festival, had the truck there.
It's pretty cool. They put the truck on a big flatbed, and
that's the awesome part. Yeah, we get it on a flatbed with the big tires on it, so we don't have to detire and tire back up every time we transport the truck. So that show over there is super fun too. Like I said, everyone's super nice.
Yeah,
the track's fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Good people. It's just a lot of fun over there.
Yeah.
So you've got to compete against a lot of tough talent. We've talked about him a lot, Rick Swanson from Obsession Racing. Now, I'm sure Rick will probably be listening to this in the future, and you know he's such a tough competitor. Do you guys feel like a competitive edge, a chip on your shoulders to prove that you can beat Rick every single time out?
For sure. Yeah. I think, have we both raced him? I know I raced him, I think, in Santa Rosa, which was the first race I ever did, too. And I wanted to beat him, but, of course, I didn't because it was the first race I did.
I mean, I think I raced him in Sublimity. And I think...
Did you beat him?
I think you beat him once. I think I beat him once.
But so yeah,
I think he beat me as well.
So. Yeah, so it was even. Every time with Rick, I always... Me and him talk crap back and forth all the time. I remember in OC Fair last year, he started doing the stoppies about a year ago or so as well. So, of course, Eric does it great. So I wasn't even going to try to talk crap to Eric at all about doing a stoppie. But with Rick, I remember last year at the OC Fair, I bet him, I think we bet $5 on who could do the better stoppie. And, of course, I lost. But, yeah, trying to beat Rick would be awesome. We beat him in freestyle before. And then just a couple times, so ranked higher. So, but yeah,
we haven't beat Eric yet.
No, I don't know. But Eric's too good.
So you're telling me you lost to Rick in a stoppie contest?
Yep, and I have a video of me attempting to do that stoppie, and it has never been posted and probably never will.
Dang, Rick stepped up his game with the stoppies.
Yeah, he did. It was pretty decent. I think he went out first. So then when I saw his stoppie, I was like, oh, I can beat that. And then it was even worse. And it was like, it was really bad. But yeah. So I lost $5 that weekend.
Not too bad.
All right, we're done talking smack about old man Swanson there. But we were talking about the different tricks.
The only time he can say it, he can't say anything back right now. So,
he'll have this moment. Trust me.
Well, he'll call me probably.
We'll hear this later.
He'll be on this program one of these days. Don't worry. But hey, listen, we were just talking about some of the different tricks you guys do in your trucks. Like you're talking about stoppies. Is there something you guys haven't done in Wicked Strong that you would like to do in the future?
I would love to do a backflip.
Yeah, backflip.
I want to do one. Of course, I say I can do it, and I'm ready. I'm ready to do it. I don't want to get too. One, so. Yeah, I know. Stay in the throttle. He probably would have made it.
Oh yeah.
I would love to do one. So at some point, that's the one trick right now. Other than like perfecting a stoppie and going into moonwalk and all that, doing a backflip, I would love to do that pretty soon here, hopefully.
Yeah, Jacob was pretty close there. He almost beat you to the punch there. He got the half in and then landed. But it was. I didn't get the chance to see it in person. I'm not too close to Del Mar, so. But I did for sure see the video, and I was definitely in shock to see that happen. I wasn't expecting that at all.
I think we all were in shock.
Well, I wasn't even there when it happened, so it was crazy.
Yeah, he wasn't there at the time.
It took me like at least over an hour to find out, so it was very stressful. But yeah, that was at least he didn't land it, so I can still land a backflip first.
Yeah, I hear you. The struggles of the backflip. I'm trying to sit here and think of some of the crazy things that you guys have done in your trucks, and I'm sure there's been a lot of broken parts. And we've talked about some of the more key moments, but I would have to imagine with each breakage on the Wicked Strong that you guys learn a little bit more on the fine tunings of the truck and how they operate. Is that correct?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you learn more too, like what to watch for, like making sure it's tight and knowing what to feel too. Because there's sometimes you break stuff and it doesn't completely break, and you hear something or feel something in the truck, and then you pull over at the end of your run and you find that like something's broken. Right. So then you're like, okay, well, that's what this felt like, so now I know if I feel this again I should just stop because it's broken and all that.
Yeah, for sure.
So you definitely learn every time you break.
Well, I'm gonna ask this question before it gets asked, and for the dads watching later on, what do you guys think about the mini monster trucks waiting on Lee Plato or one of the mentors asked, but I did it for him. So what do you think about the mini monster trucks? You guys have had the chance to, you know, run with them a ton, especially Warhead and Corbin Shockey's truck.
Oh, yeah, they're super fun to watch. I wish they were around when we were younger.
Well, that's true, I guess.
But that would have been awesome to start with that.
Yeah.
Those kids, though, they're great. Especially we ran with Mason and Corbin the most, seeing them progress, too. Because really the first show we did in Costa Mesa in 2018, Corbin was there. So seeing him improve from then to now is pretty awesome. And Mason, he's got a really bright future, too, in Warhead.
Yeah.
He tears it down every time he drives that thing.
Well, Mike's at a show right now, so that might explain why he's not in the comments section. But
yeah,
that's definitely a good answer you guys gave. Bill, you got anything to add?
Well, you got another comment from our other mini monster dad, Lee Plato. He says, I know they learned to just drive the truck off the track with three wheels and not let the two truck try and get it off the track.
What are you doing? Yeah, that's true. That was, well, I guess OC Fair, the first time the wheel broke off. They tried to hook up the loader to pull it off, and they hit the hood a little bit, damaged the body. Same thing happened in Santa Rosa.
Yeah.
And finally, the third time it broke off in Paris, when I broke it off and actually flipped it over, I drove the truck back to the trailer, which I guess of all times probably would have mattered the least because I already flipped it and damaged the hood, so it probably wouldn't have mattered if they did tow it off, but... We find that, yeah, if we get a wheel breaks off, you can drive it off for the most part. So spindle breaks off, you can drive it off. So yeah. We learned definitely to do that.
Yeah, so I know at the time of this recording here, there's a lot more free time on our hands. And I know sometimes it's something we take for granted in monster trucks. So I got to know, what do you guys are doing in your free time? Is it maybe entail with a lot of the virtual driving with some of the monster truck simulators online?
Well, yeah, I did the Outlaw Tour for the WGAS, the live stream we did back in, what was it, beginning of July, right before July 4th, I think. Yeah. I did that. Yeah. That was a lot of fun. I play that game a lot. But, I mean, I work full-time, so I stay busy working. And we've been working on the truck here and there, too. Yeah,
trying to upgrade the truck, really.
We've got spare time to do extra stuff to the truck that we've been wanting to do, but we end up, you know, you break something, you got to fix that to make the truck run, and we have some other stuff that, like, didn't need to get done, but now we have this time, so we're doing some small things here and there just to make the truck a little bit stronger.
We have a comment from a good buddy, Travis Palm, and he says, any plans for a new body so the truck can have a bumper and tailgate again?
Yeah, probably at some point we're going to get a new one. Definitely won't get that tailgate back on there. We could probably figure a way to put the tailgate back on. As you can see, it's right behind us right there. But definitely going to get a new body. We have a new body in the works.
Yeah, hopefully.
We're going to keep it a surprise.
Yeah.
But it is going to be a different body. Hopefully, well, now that we don't have shows, I don't know when we could do it. But hopefully by the first of the year, if we get some shows going, we can get the body out here and paint it and everything.
Yeah.
Hopefully by the first of the year, we can get the new body and debut the brand new Wicked Strong body.
Yep.
All right. Now, I'm sure this is a question that everyone is thinking. Do you guys have any advice for, you know, maybe someone younger or someone's just trying to get into the industry? You know, what advice would you give them?
Just follow your dream. If you really want to do it, do it. It is hard work. It's a lot of fun. Talk to people at shows. Any opportunity you have to volunteer and help, like Vincent has with us before, get your foot in the door, make connections.
Just volunteer. Anytime, like, you know, if the trucks get there, like, I know a lot of guys and Angel Stadium would go and kind of help the guys out, you know, before the shows. So that's always, they're always pretty open to, you know, to any help. So
yeah,
anything like that.
And the comment there is from Alex Rojas, pin it to win it, right, boys?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen him in a while. Oh, that was since White. He did that crazy backflip in a safety clean.
Yes.
Always. You gotta just.
That was awesome.
Pin it to win it. That's the way to go. I forgot about that.
All right, guys, we've learned a lot about you tonight, and this has been very great to catch up with you guys and some of the inner workings on how you got from dreaming to believing. And, you know, I'd like to imagine that your guys' career will last for many more years to come. And, you know, I always kind of wrap up the show with this question. When it's all said and done, what do you want your legacy to be?
To be known as the guys that always put on a good show. Always had good time with the fans. The fans are super fun to be with.
Yeah.
Be good drivers, guys, good entertainers.
Followed their dreams, you know, and really, you know, stuck to what we wanted to do ever since we were kids. So, yeah.
And I think that's the perfect attitude to have. It really shows your true colors and shows that you're here for the long haul and understand what it means to be successful in the business. Isn't that right, guys?
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's been a great time having you guys on the podcast. MJ, you got anything to add before we close it off?
It's good to be back. I know I've been gone for a while. It was a great episode to come back to, but don't forget, guys, we are now expanded. You guys can go watch this, rewatch this on YouTube. Also on Facebook. We are also back on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, as well as some other streaming sites. So make sure you guys go check this out afterwards.
You know what, Brandon and Jake, I'm gonna let you guys close this one off before we let you guys go on your way. But where can we find you guys on social media and closing messages?
At Wicked Strong Racing on Instagram, Wicked Strong Racing on Facebook, and also at Wicked Strong Racing on Twitter. We kept it simple, same names all around. Real quick, we very much appreciate having us on here. Real quick, want to give a shout out to our sponsors. We got FTI, Long Beach Racers, where we store the truck at, Obsessed Wear, giving us our start, Mechanical Sea Repair, giving us somewhere to store the hauler, and Hot Paint Restorations, helping us out with the body. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for coming on. We hope to see you in the near future.
Yep, for sure. Awesome. Thank you guys.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
No problem. See ya. Well, Phil, what'd you think?
Well, I think it's another great episode. Like I've been saying before, you know, these guys, they're still kind of fresh to the scene. They've been driving for just over 2 years now. But really, compared to a lot of the other guests that we've had, you know, they're as green as grass. And they say grass is always greener on the other side, and it's only going to continue to become greener. I keep talking about the color green. But, you know, that's really just what those guys are about. And I think their final comment that they made is really a good representation on the character that they have. And if they keep that attitude up, they will continue to succeed in the monster truck business.
Well, MJ, pretty much finish up the show. What's next?
Oh, man, we got to wait till next week, man. I'm excited. I know I've got some stuff coming up here within 2 weeks. I know I got to head out of here to California for a little while, but I'll be back for the episode for sure.
Well, let's talk about our next guest. Phil, you want to give any hints on who that may be?
I'm terrible at hints, but luckily that's why we make a video every week and a nice highlight package and talk about it afterwards. So let's do that right now.
Yeah, he's got the Dominator!
So we're still crossing some T's and dotting some I's, but if all goes as planned, next week you will be seeing Gary Schott here on the podcast. Gary's been driving for over 30 years all over the place with mostly the Terminator. He's got incredible stories, and he's still rocking and rolling out there. So you'll be seeing Gary Schott here on the podcast very soon, and it's been a great time once again here on the podcast. Like MJ said, we are now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, you name it. We are there in some capacity. So make sure go back and rewatch some of our past episodes on there, wherever you are listening to your podcast. Make sure you leave us a 5-star rating. Make sure you give us a thumbs up on all those different platforms. Also, we are on YouTube. Yeah, don't forget to share everything. We're also on YouTube. We dropped the YouTube link here on the feed earlier in the week, so make sure you go over there and subscribe. We're putting all of our video podcasts here on Facebook. We're just going to re-upload them right up to YouTube. That way it's a little easier. You're not scrolling through the Facebook feed, but we always encourage you to keep interacting with us here on Facebook. This is where we'll be doing all of our live podcasts in the near future. That's not changing. That's not slowing down. And you can find all those episodes in our video feed.
So if you don't like that you can't get a question answered, tune into the Facebook live stream and we'll get your question answered live. We'll see you next week. Gary Schott's coming.